Okay, I would like to share with you a thought of Dar Sameach on the parsha of Gael Adam. Somebody mentioned to me here that this is a little like the Wild West. Anybody, it's like free blood. People can go and kill, and there seems to be a little control. So I'd like to be mazbed. Dar Sameach has a peledic insight into the parsha of Gael Adam, and it's a chiddush gadol. And it may even be in the Ge'alah Halacha, as I'll try to explain. The idea that a Goyal Dam gets Golus, and that if he doesn't go to Golus, he could be Chayav Misa, it can be understood two ways. It can be understood the Pashto way. This is an Einish HaTaira, like the Taira gives Einshim Malkis, and the Taira gives Einshim Knas, and the Taira gives Einshim a Misa occasionally. The Einish HaTaira, the Chachmas Hashem, is that this is the punishment he gets. Golus and the threat of death. It's certainly the Pashat Pshat. If one reads the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, he seems to say it's an Einish from the rule, from the list of Einshei HaTaira.
Is it a Kapara?
All Einshim are Kapara. There's never an Einish in Taira. What?
Going to Golos is a Kapara.
Golos is a Kapara, yeah. For sure. So this is a normal way to understand it. Dar Sameach has a Chiddush Pela. He mentions it in three different places. And he says the following idea. He says that the parsha of Gael Adam, Golus could be still as an Einish. The parsha of Gael Adam is the Torah's recognition of the fact that sometimes a person can't control himself. Sometimes a person is so upset that Yecham Levavai, that he gets heated up, and he can't help himself. He has to let it out. Something similar to the idea of a yafas tayar in mochama, which doesn't have to do with anger, has to do with taiva bishasa mochama. So we have this idea that the Torah was matir, something which is not so lechatchila. Here, the Sameach writes his lashon that omra Torah, the teva ha'adam goli liyitzar ha'kayel, the nature of a person is revealed to the Rabbi Nishalayim, and should be yosei ene koli b'miklatai. If the person who killed his relative is not going to be locked up, at least in an ir miklat, as yochem yicham levavai, v'yikeyu, l'chein ein mishpam avis l'gayel adam amakeyu. He brings the Gemara on Yoram at Beis, v'loy ein mishpat maves, b'gayel adam akasim adaber. He's understanding this. V'loy ein mishpat maves is a hezber. The gayel adam is allowed to kill him, because loy ein mishpat maves, we can't have kindness to him. There's no mishpat of maves to somebody who sowed their hits and he kills. So I would think, kill? You have to control yourself. He says, no, that's the parasha of the Torah.
What about parasha?
Well, the Rambam says that by a karav lemezid, the goyal adam is allowed to kill him. When the Gemara says a goyal lemezid ain't a karav lemezid, someone who's b'shoyge karav lemezid doesn't go to galus. The Rambam says that it means the ir miklat doesn't help him. But the Rambam says that on the contrary, here the Gael Adam could kill him and he has no place to run. There's no place that's safe. It says, Ma Yasa Zed, the Rambam's lashon is. What should this fellow do? Yesha v'yishmer atzma. He has to sit in constant fear of, he's got to build himself a house with a good security system. Yeshev Yishmeras
from Mina Adam.
Can he protect himself? So we're going to have the question later if Habala Hargai Hashkev Vahargacha applies here. I think it does. I think the psak is that it does. But putting that aside, the idea of the Gael Adam, it's a pella, this idea. Now the Rambam says something else. The Gemara here talks about the Seder. Someone kills. Gemara says, the first thing someone kills, he runs to a Ir Miklat. When he gets to the Ir Miklat, he didn't go to Bezdin yet. So Bezdin sends for him, takes him to Bezdin, judges him. If he's a Mezid Basra, they give him Misa. If he's a Shaygeg, so it says, Maishu Lo Shnei Tamidei Chachamim. The Shnei Tamidei Chachamim accompany him back to the Ir Miklat. So first of all, Chiddush 1, the Rambam says, when he's running, right after he killed, he runs to the Ir Miklat. The Rambam says the Gael Adam is allowed to kill him. There's no Shamidei Tamidei Chachamim before the Ir Miklat. When he's running to the Ir Miklat, right after he did Ritzicha, Before Pesach Bezdin, before Kabbalah Seidus and Bezdin.
Now when they had to say the Shoygi, that's why they had to tell the Shoygi. Because everybody's running. That's before they were done.
So that's before they were done.
Yeah,
I shouldn't say the Rambam says he's allowed to get. Rambam says if he kills him, it's lo yeh mishpat
moved. That's when they sent him a two talmidim chachamim.
This is before. No, to be chachamim, he goes back the second time.
Who said he's a shaygig then?
So who says he's a shaygig? Truth is, if he's a karv lemeizid, he's misa anyway.
Gemara says before he was. Why you have to tell me he's a shaygig? Gemara says because everybody went at the beginning.
Right.
Who's telling him he's a shaygig? Who's the one saying that?
Who's the one saying he's a shaygig? It's a very good question. That's I'll tell you. There is a Ktsais HaChayshin. The Ktsais knows Halacha L'maisa. The Ktsais is Simon Beis, right in the beginning of Chayshin Mishpat. So the Ktsais deals with this question. The Ktsais starts by quoting Doron V'Tumim, who says, this Halacha says, he's talking Bizman HaZeh, he says that Bizman HaZeh, Ein Rishus B'yad Goyal Adam, La'roig Rak Acha Shenigma Dinei B'Bezdin, K'mash Kosev HaRambam, and today we're not down Dinei Nefashis. So the Tumim says today there's no din of Goyal Adam. The Ktsais disagrees. The Ktsais says that the din of Goyal Adam is a din be'etzem. A Goyal Adam is allowed to kill. It doesn't need a Pesach Bezdin. You can kill him when he's running towards to the Bezdin, to the Eir Mikla. So you really, you could kill him anytime. Dar Sameach Tzechetzu this Ktsais to make his point that it's sort of a It's a strange thing. It's out of the jurisdiction of the courts. A Goyal Adam can kill him. Goyal Adam better be careful. Because Bezdin's going to pull him in, and Bezdin's going to judge if he's a Goyal Adam. You can't just kill somebody and say, I'm a Goyal Adam. Bezdin will judge you. But Klap Yishmaya Galia, V'loy Eim Mishpat Moves, a person who knows that somebody else killed his Karev, he is allowed to, or if he kills, the word allowed to is not so clear, but if he kills somebody, he's Potter. Now, he does say that, and as Oivaitik Tzai says, the Rambam's Lashon, Ritzeh Shaharik ben Mezid, Eima Misin Oisei Ha'edim, V'loya Rayim Oisei, if he still kills, someone sees someone kill ben Mezid, you don't kill him on the spot, Atshiavi Lebezdin. Says the Rambam, Mishaharik ben Mezid, Eima Misin Oisei Ha'edim, V'loya Rayim Oisei, Atshiavi Lebezdin. On that, the Ktsai says, except for the Goyal Adam. On that, the Ktsai says, like my rebid in Goyal Adam. The Goyal Adam can kill even a Hari B'mezit, or a Tzeach B'mezit. So he's allowed to kill him. Which means to say that the din of the Goyal Adam is sort of outside of the jurisdiction of the Bezdin. He's allowed to do it. Nobody went to Bezdin. Someone killed. So the Ktsai says that he's allowed to kill him. And the Ktsais, for the most part of his piece, says that it's Bizman HaZeh too. At the very end, he expresses some doubt. He says, he's Mesopik if you need Edim to come to Bezdin, that he killed him. That you should need at least, somebody should come to Bezdin and say he killed him. El de Bizman HaZeh is just Stapik, if Shayat in Goyal Adam, Shal Kaponim Bina Kabbalah Seidim, Leidia Amita Sadavish, Argai. How do you know he killed him? Now it sounds like if the Goyal Adam saw it with his own eyes and he knows for certain, so it would be Mutta Bizman HaZeh also, this idea of Yechal Novavai, that a person is allowed to do such a thing. It's a tremendous chiddush. It's just like the Torah recognizes the Chamimus HaLev. Now to recognize Chamimus HaLev as Oivaitik, to let him kill somebody, that's a chiddush atzim. Can he torture him? I don't know if he's allowed to torture him. No, that he can give any misa. He doesn't have to give him chenek. No.
No. Yeah.
Well, the Goyal Adam better be sure he's betting his Olam Haba on this.
But,
no, but the Torah said if he did it by accident, he's allowed to kill him?
No.
If he kills him before he runs to the Emikla, he's allowed to kill him? Not fair. The Torah says it's fair. The Torah says you're allowed to kill him. It's like he's a Kanai. Is it like what? A Kanai. Yeah, the din of Kanon Pai Gimbai has to be that he really feels the Kanos. I assume that Yecham Lavavai means he's Yecham Lavavai, and that's why he's killing him. Well, he's not making money by killing him, so it must be that it's coming from Chaim Misalev. You know, you can ask a shayla. He didn't like him anyway. He wished he'd be dead, and now he killed his relative. You know, he's not doing it from Yecham Lavavai. I'm not sure. I'll tell you, this may be a makar to a halachic Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh. The first time I saw this in yeshiva, there was once an incident in the Masifta where two guys got into a fight, two high school boys. It happens like once a year in the Masifta that two boys get into a fight. Usually it's four or five boys that get into a fight. And one of them punched the other in the face and broke his glasses. So he was teveya him. He said, "You got to pay for my glasses." So the other guy said, "You started up." He said, "So what? You got to pay my glasses." So the Rebbe took him down to Rav Palm, took him to the Mishmedrash, said, "I'm Rav Palm," and said, "Hey, they should have a din Torah." So the Maaseh Shehayah was, they call him Reuven and Shimon. Reuven hit Shimon first. And when Shimon hit him back, he broke his glasses. That was Reuven started up, and Shimon hit him back, he broke his glasses. So Rav Palm had them bring above a Kama Gemara. He turned to the Rosh. The Rosh there goes on a Gemara. The Gemara there talks about Shvarim, oxen that are fighting. And there's such a halacha that if an ox starts up with another ox, and the other ox is the first one back, that your potter, the owner of the second, you're only chayiv on Karen and Shane and Regel. You're not chayiv on something that's normal to hit back, and it's not Shane, it's not Regel. It doesn't fit into Kena, Sherego. If one ox starts up and the other ox hits back, the second ox, the owner of the second ox is potter. That's a Gemara. On that, the Rosh says, like five words, or a line or two, I don't remember. He says, the same thing is true by people. What the Gemara says about behemoths is true about people as well. That if one person hits someone else first, and b'chamim asalev, the second one hits him back, he's potter for the hezek that he caused. Not because he did it in self-defense. He could have run away. It's because the yecham levavai is a normal response. That's what the Rosh says. It's part of the Shulchan Aruch, I think, in at the end of the Shulchan Aruch, in the Tavchaf Aleph, perhaps. It's brought this idea that there's such a din. What's the source for such a din? According to the Dar Sameach, it's a very gishmaka source, this idea that that the Torah recognizes Yecham Levavai. Yeah. So this is the aside of Dar Sameach. He says it at least twice here in Hilchos Ritzeach. I remember he says it somewhere earlier. He lists three places the Torah recognizes sort of the truth of human nature. He says Yefas Tayar. He says this. I can't remember the third thing. He says Yefas Tayar and Goyal Adam. And the third thing, which are sort of extra judicial behavior that is permitted by the Torah, that the Torah recognizes, because teva ha'adam kachu. He can kill him 50 years later. Still yecham levavai. Esav was still hot 36 years later too. I don't know, 50 years later. So I don't know, gvul lo yisei dover, I don't know. And if beinoy le bein atzma, he really has to be chamima salev, maybe, I don't know. Perhaps, yeah, perhaps. Now, he goes on to explain the Gemara on Yud Aleph on the base. The Gemara, actually, the Mishnah says, if you have somebody killed b'shagig in the Ir Miklat, and Kol Yisrael Tzirichim Lai, he's a general, he's the only one that can lead the army in war. So it says he doesn't go out of Ir Miklat. Doesn't go out of Ir Miklat. Or Sameach says, P'koch Nefashis. Why does he go out of Ir Miklat? P'koch Nefashis. To save Klal Yisrael, the din of Golus is not one of the three cardinal averis. So he's supposed to go to Golus. Let him go out of Golus. And even for Pekuach Nefashis, he doesn't go out. What's the Hezver? It's a Dover Pella. So Rosh Sameach says this chat. He says that for Pekuach Nefashis, you could tell someone a din. Tell someone a halach. But the Goyal Adam, you're telling him, don't kill him. There's a Cheshbin, don't kill him. So Dar Sameach, but this whole din is a din of Yicham Levavai. The whole din of Yicham Levavai is an idea that he's not going to listen to the rules. The Torah recognizes that he's not responsible to listen to the rules. Therefore, now if the general wants to take his own chances, or he'll protect, well, if he can't protect himself from the Goyal Adam, I don't know, he's going to go to war. But if he wants to take his chances, he can do it. But there's no safe passage. The Goyal Adam could kill him. That's a good question. If the Kohen Gadol dies, then no more Yecham Levavai. So what do you think? I don't know. I'm not sure. I think when there are punishments and there's a seder to it, human nature is that way, that you feel vindicated is the word. You feel that at least there's justice. You know, something happened. Kohen Gadol could die the day after, right? The day after the Gemara did. So I don't know. It's a kapara, but if we say it's Yecham Levavai, then it's hard to understand how the Kohen Gadol's death is going to pacify the Chamim HaSaleiv. So I'm not sure how to answer that. But this is the way he explains this Gemara. If what? A kapara could be, but the question is, if the Goyal Adam is allowed to kill because of Yecham Levavai, how does the death of the Kohen Gadol suppress it? Maybe he, I don't know.
Goyal Adam work in general? Because, not Goyal Adam, but Gadolus. These are the rules. You go to Gadolus, you can't kill him. Oh, you die? You...
Yeah, okay, so that's his Lashon. His Lashon was, Teva Adam Gadol Yaitse Kael, Asher B'yaisei Einai Kaloi B'miklatai Oz Yecham Levavai. Thus it's expected that if you see at least some sort of justice, that it can be done. Listen to his Lashon. L'chein ein mishpah mavis l'goyel adam makeyu su ein b'koyach melech u'bezen ha'godol shal Yisrael l'snaged el teva ha'odam v'chamumisai. Tell him. Ein b'koyach melech u'bezen godol shal Yisrael l'snaged el teva ha'odam v'chamumisai. This he says in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet of Hilchos Ritzeach. He repeats it later in Perek Zayin. So he has a kasha from Nach. As a kasha from Navi, after Avshalom kills, you heard of Avshalom? After Avshalom kills Amnon, you ever heard of Amnon? So Avshalom has Amnon, causes Amnon's death. Amnon's his older brother. So David HaMelech is furious, and Avshalom, this is the beginning of Avshalom, so Avshalom runs away. He runs away. So Avshalom wants to get back in the good graces of his father. So he sends, through Yayav, he sends the Isha Takua, a woman, a very bright woman, to try to get David HaMelech to make an exception for Avshalom, even though he caused someone's death, to sort of make an exception. So Isha Takua comes with a pretend, make-believe story. She says, I have only two children, I have no husband, I left the whole world with two children. One of my children killed the other one, and now I'm left with one child. And now everyone says that they're going to kill this child also. And they're left with no children. That's what the Isha Tekua says to David. So for whatever reason, you have to listen to the tapes if you want an explanation. But David says, I'll protect him. I'll protect him. And from that, I've shown him whatever he did. But he says, I'll protect him. So how can you protect him? What about the Goyal Adam? The Goyal Adam is the closest Karev. The Karev HaRoi LeYarsha. Everybody has a Karev. How could David say, I'll protect him? What about the Goyal Adam? Yes, the Kashim. You hold there. Yecham Levavai. Then no matter what. So yes, this Kashim. Kein Pela. Ech Nishba David Li'isha Tekua. Ha-Tekuis. Chai Hashem. Haloi. Im Yergenu Goyal Adam. Ma'ayas Haloi. Yes, there's a Kashim. You could do it. You could do it anyway. So he says, the Rabbag is the Kashim.
Higher security for him.
Higher security for him.
That's what David Amos said, basically. I'm going to hire security for him.
Right. So maybe at some point, well, I'd like to come back to it. Maybe we'll even learn a little bit of Navi inside. But anyway, this Ursa Meach is one for the books. You know, the idea of a Goyal Adam being a Yicham Levavi, the Torah recognizes a Yicham Levavi Akadei Kach, that it allows such a Maisa. It takes somebody like Ursa Meach to have the plates to say it. So Shem, it'll come up again in the coming blot, this Yisai. Okay, good night. Shabbos, everybody.